Welcome to the Daily Review. I'm Brad Munson, and hey, here's the worst kept secret in media today, that there's a lot of stuff gushing out of your various screens every damn day, and only a small percentage of it is really worth your time. And even a smaller percentage of that is stuff that's coming back for a second or third or 15th season that's still worth watching anyway. So here are three examples of many happy returns. Some shows have a great first season with everything just kind of popping right along, and then for whatever reason kind of lose the magic in a second or a third year. I'm happy to say that ABC's Abbott Elementary, back for a second season, hasn't lost a thing. If anything, it's even sharper and sweeter than it was in the first season. This mockumentary format that could have gotten really old really quick, as it so often does, actually takes a step forward this season. And the whole will-she-won't-she relationship that Janine and Gregory had last season, well, they're getting past that into something a little more interesting and a little more authentic. And meanwhile, Quinta Brunson, the star and the creator, is giving other members of the ensemble cast a chance to move forward and to grow a bit. So, all in all, it's really good to see Abbott Elementary is back and so strong. I hope it wins a ton of those Emmys it got nominated for. Other shows start out, you know, kind of mezzo-mezzo in the beginning. They take a while to really start hitting on all cylinders. And hey, there's an outdated metaphor, huh, kids? In the old days, good shows from strong producers could get a chance to find their feet. If you're old enough to remember the first season or so of Seinfeld, for instance, and yes, a few of us still survive from those long ago days, it was not good. I mean, really not working at all. But they figured it out, and by the second, maybe the second and a half season or so, it got damn good. And it stayed that way for years and years, something we remember even today, many years later. Well, the same can be said on a much smaller and more modest scale, for Night Court on NBC. It showed up last year with a fair amount of ballyhoo, particularly because of the return of John Larroquette as the insufferable defense attorney Dan Fielding. Sadly, one of the few actors from the original show, which ran for 9 seasons, geez, from 1985 to 1993, who's still alive. Well, that and Melissa Rauch, a great character actress who was woefully underused on The Big Bang Theory, as frankly almost everyone was, who hit the ground running as Harry's daughter, who's taken her deceased father's bench. These are all good actors, with many of the show's original writers and producers back on board. But, you know, in that first season, it just didn't click, at least not for me, at least not at first. But here's the good news. For whatever reasons, and I have no idea what they might be, it's clicking much better in season two. It's faster and funnier. Everybody's working together even better. Basically, not trying so hard. Maybe they're finally getting out from under the shadow of the legendary original show. I don't know. And maybe some of the recent cameos from folks from both Big Bang and the original Night Court are helping, too, because they've been very fun. So if you drifted away last year because it just wasn't doing it for you, come back and give it another look. See if you like it more the second or maybe the third time around. And finally, a lot of those revived shows from decades past just haven't worked for me at all when they came back. Not Magnum P.I. or Hawaii Five-0 or whatever. So I was filled with dread at the announcement that CSI was coming back in any form, because I really liked that show in the old days. But last year, with a melding of old cast and new, it came back pretty strong. Just as unrealistic and unbelievable in its portrayal of forensic science and CSI departments as, you know, House is with its portrayal of differential diagnosis and hospital life. But hey, who cares? It was fun and smart, and you could even pretend you learned something some of the time. And there's a new season of CSI Vegas that just started on CBS, and it's still clicking right along. It picks up and resolves mostly the cliffhanger from the end of last season, sets a few more landmines along the way, and makes me look forward to another few weeks of mad science and miraculous timing. And yes, it's especially nice to see Marg Helgenberg back. I've loved her work since China Beach and The Tommyknockers, and if that isn't a deep cut, I don't know what is. So there you go. 3 shows, 2 solid hours a week of things to seek out and watch. Let me know if any or all of them work for the TV addicts amongst us. I can't really think of a whole lot of other shows that I'm actually looking forward to returning. I mean, The Rookie on ABC, Animal Control on Fox, The Evil on CBS or Paramount Plus or something. It's coming back in May. And actually, that's about it for the normal, previously linear channels, which is a pretty sad state of affairs if you think about it. Anyway, go enjoy some Beak TV, and come back soon for some quality commentary here on The Daily Review.
And that's it for today's Daily Review. I'm here with something new every day, Monday through Friday, every damn week, so come on back whenever you can stand it. There are links to what we've been talking about in show notes and in the accompanying blog on thebradmunson.com. Take a look. And please, do all the normal stuff like rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes or any podcatcher of your choice. Tell your friends, invite your mom, you know, spread the word. And let me know what you think. You can also follow me for more and different stuff on Instagram or Threads at TheBradMunson. And on my website, weirdly enough called TheBradMunson.com. So until next time, I'm Brad Munson, and that's The Daily Review.